Under the education tax credit, companies can give donations for scholarships and claim 85% off their business taxes. Scholarship organizations use those donations to give money to students who want to change to private school, a different public school, or homeschool. Last year, a Superior Court judge ruled that the law would violate the Constitution by sending public tax dollars to religious schools. The decision hobbled the program in a big way. But with today's ruling, that is out the window. Though it didn't get to the meat of the question, is the law constitutional?
No one should treat this decision as a ruling that this program is actually legal or constitutional. It's just a dismissal on a procedural ground.
Alex Luchenitzer is with Americans United for the Separation of Church and State and was the lead attorney arguing against the tax credit program. He and his clients used a brand new state law to file their suit. It says any taxpayer can bring a complaint against the state, even if the taxpayer can't prove it was harmed. And that is the law that the Supreme Court says is unconstitutional.
I think it shows that the New Hampshire Supreme Court is completely out of control.
Former State Representative Seth Cohn, an internet developer with a strong libertarian streak, was the prime sponsor of that law. To be clear, Cohn is a supporter of school choice. He just doesn't like that his law wound up on the chopping block to get there, and the court still didn't rule on the merits of the tax credit itself.
So as far as I'm concerned, they not only made the wrong decision, but they basically abrogated their responsibility to decide a serious issue, which is the state of tax credits for education here in the state.
Apart from Cohn, reactions were fairly predictable. Republicans and school choice advocates cheered, saying New Hampshire families and students are the real winners. Democrats and Governor Maggie Hassan disparaged the ruling, saying it could dismantle the state's public schools. The law's opponents are already looking for a workaround. Bill Duncan, the newest member of the State Board of Education and lead plaintiff, says someone can still bring a new suit. They would just have to demonstrate the tax credit harms them. He says he thinks a school district that has lost a large number of students could carry the flag.
The program right now is so small and might be small for quite a number of years to come. So if that is the criteria, that could be challenging.
But in the meantime, Duncan says he'll look to the November elections in hopes that a new set of politicians more amenable to repealing the law will be swept in for the next legislative session. On the other side of the issue is Kate Baker, who runs the first scholarship organization in the state that took advantage of the 2012 law, the Network for Educational Opportunity.
So I'm excited that these chains are now off.
She says her organization has been hamstrung by the lower court's decision to restrict the scholarships to only non-religious schools.
That lower court's ruling did severely impact both our fundraising and the number of applicants that we can help, in addition to the number of applicants that applied.
She says last year the NEO raised $250,000 for scholarships and only $50,000 this year, thanks to the shadow of the court case. That means there's still $5 million in business tax credits still up for grabs. Now, cleared of its legal case, school choice advocates will be able to see how big this program can get. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.